Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I think it's so important to know that God has come and sent Jesus to be able to give us peace, to give us rest. He says, enter into the rest of the Lord. Leave your works and enter into the rest. And we work from a place of success. We're not working for salvation. It's because we know God, because we enter into Jesus, that fruit comes out of our life. We just obey him. And it makes me think about, you know, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, where this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will give you rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I mean, think about that. What an awesome God that we serve. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you break down, you think about it, because have you ever been weary before? Where you're just like, weary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not weary, I'm weary. You know what I'm saying? And weary is defined as tired, especially in having run out of strength, patience, mm-hmm. and endurance.
That's like check. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
No, I was like, yeah, how'd you know? That's right. Yeah, we're, you know, trying to use a visual. And synonyms, be patient.
All right.
Go to Jesus. No, I'm messing with you. But synonym, it means the same thing as weary, is tired, beat, tired out, sleepy, done in. Somebody says, I'm just done. Saying they're weary, wiped out, exhausted, fatigued, drained. Think about that. He says, come to me, all who are what? Tired and beaten. Tired out, sleepy, done in, wiped out, exhausted, fatigued, and drained. I mean, think about it. He's our answer. Is that not cool?
Mm-hmm.
Some people think, I got to get over this weary feeling before I can go after God. It's like, you're not going to ever get over it outside of God. And he's saying, listen, come to me who are weary and burdened. And burden is important because that's defined, the word burden is defined as a worry, a responsibility, just a heavy responsibility, a heavy worry, you know, something that's being carried. Some words that mean the same thing is load and weight and cargo and bills and a car and a family. But like problems, encumbrances, things that are kind of getting in your way, afflictions, liabilities, obligations. Mm. And so many people don't even talk about this. This is why Jesus came. He says, listen, you're in this life, you're going to have times that you're weary and you're burdened. You're going to have trouble. The storms are going to happen in this life, but cheer up. I've overcome this life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the answer. This is so important. And that's why we always talk about abiding with him, because when you start hanging out with Jesus, all your problems get solved. Or he gives you a grace to walk through your problems, and then you don't mind them being solved or not solved. It doesn't bother you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how that works. So he says, listen, Jesus wants us to come. He says, listen, come to me all who are weary and burdened. Then he says, listen, take my yoke upon you. I mean, think about it. Take my yoke. And that's very important, because this is where a lot of people stop at that first part of what he's saying, but they don't go on what he says. He says, listen, but take my yoke upon you. And I'm looking right here at a picture of a yoke. And a yoke is defined as a wooden frame. And you can see this on the torch. We'll have this yoke, this picture available for you. A wooden frame for harnessing two draft animals. So a yoke is not something you put on all by yourself. You're actually yoked to someone. And we're yoked to Jesus. A wooden frame for harnessing two draft animals, which means they're going side by side, for whatever they're pulling. What does that really mean? To be yoked to Jesus, it means to make Jesus the Lord of your life,
mm-hmm.
to yoke yourself to him. And then he says, learn from me. Put my yoke upon and learn from me. Don't just don't come to the altar and say, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life, but now begin to learn, becoming his disciple. When you think about it, he tells us in John 8, 31 through 32, he says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciples. Then they'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free from what? From weary times and burdens and the burden of sin. That's how we learn. We first have to yoke ourselves to him. A lot of people are swinging by like Jesus is a doctor coming in for a quick visit only to go back to their dark lifestyle. And sometimes God does heal. Sometimes he does deliver, but that's it. You go right back into your sin. I mean, God's just good, but he says, listen, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. It's yoking ourselves to Jesus and allowing him to lead us. Now imagine Jesus on the side of you, like two oxes are walking, drafting side by side, and you have this whole yoke. Imagine almost like a wooden handcuffs that are huge around. One cuff's around your neck, and one cuff's around Jesus' neck, and you're walking side by side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see a picture of what it looks like. And then, you know, either you're going to lead or Jesus is going to lead. And Jesus is not going to let you lead him.
Mm-mm.
But if you just let him lead and kind of follow, there's always a strong ox or somebody who's the lead ox, right? Well, in this situation, Jesus just leads you alone. Yoke yourself to Jesus and learn from him. And then he says, listen, for I am gentle and humble in heart. If I'm going to be yoked to something or someone, I definitely want them to be, you know, humble, gentle and humble, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this, you know, when, in law enforcement where, you know, you cuff people to people. And it's like, you can be okay, but if they cuff you to somebody that's rolling all over the place, you're going to break your wrist. You're going to break your wrist. You know, and if you're, the other guy's stronger than the guy who's carrying on, the other guy kind of straightens the other one out. I'm going to knock your head off. You don't sit still. You hurt my arm over here. But Jesus, you can cuff yourself to him. You can yoke yourself to him because he is gentle and humble in heart. And gentle is defined as kind, having a mild and kind nature and manner. I mean, he's just kind. I mean, you think about that. And to be mild, being moderate in force and degree, so that the effects are not so severe. He's very patient. He'll take a long time with us where man wouldn't take a long time with us. And he's just very patient and long-suffering and say, you know what? A lot of times people don't want to yoke themselves to Jesus because their perception of him is wrong. And Jesus has a kind nature and manner, and he's careful in being moderate in his force and degree so that the effects on us are not so severe that it destroys us. And he's humble, which means he feels and shows respect for others. His total dependency is on the Father. He's going to follow the Father and have respect for other people. Jesus' heart is one that feels and shows respect for you and for others with that total dependency. And like I said, some people have a deep fear of commitment. So many people have a fear of commitment because to commit to someone is to yoke yourself to them. That's what that means. They know that this other person's life will affect their life in every way because they're yoked to them. That's why they don't marry. But Paul tells us, he tells us in 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 16, he says, don't be unequally yoked. Do not yoke yourself with unbelievers. What agreement is there between the temple of God, which we are, right, and idols? For we as believers are the temple of the living God. I mean, you think about this. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is gentle and humble in heart towards you. You can yoke yourself to him as a believer and trust his heart towards you and his ways towards you. It is then, as we're yoked to him, we learn to walk with him, allowing him to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, leading us beside the still waters. At times, making us lay down in green pastures for rest for our lives through the trials when we get weary. And he says, listen, I'll give you rest for your souls. I'll give you rest for your soul. Think about that. I'll give you rest for your souls. And when you think about that, he says, when you think about rest is to stop stopping of work or activity, the state or period of refreshing, a freedom from exhaustion or exertion, absence from movement, cessation of movement or action. There is a resting place in God. There's a resting place in Him. And He says, rest for your souls. There's nothing like soul rest, because your soul rest, your soul has to do with, it expresses itself through what you think, what you want, and what you feel. Thoughts, desires, and feelings. Peaceful thoughts. Reasonable desires. Balanced feelings. And He says, listen, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, there's a requirement for us when we're walking with Jesus to take on the burden of walking with Jesus. But it's light. Mm-hmm. It's easy. For it's only when we try to go our own way or refuse to carry the burden or abide and be His disciple that we become, this has become hard and difficult and calamity happens. Why? Because we're yoked to Jesus.
Mm.
We're pulling away. Does your neck hurt? Right? But when we understand the love of Jesus, the love He has for us, that He's laid down His life for us, taking on the burden of our sins that we were carrying, He's carrying, so that our yoke with Him would be easy and our burden light, we can trust the Lord. We can understand that we should have no fear of Him, no fear of committing to Him and saying, listen, I'll take your yoke upon me. I mean, think about it. This is what Jesus said. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.